Welcome to the Crimson Circle at the Crimson Circle Studio in Louisville, Colorado. We're here for the Wings series. This is Shout number 8. We hope that you're ready. As you can imagine, Jeffrey Hoppe is here getting ready to channel. We're not sure, but it's probably Adama Saint-Germain. But who knows? What we do know is that we're ready. We're ready. So whether you're listening through Blog Talk Radio or if you're listening from the CrimsonCircle.com website, you can also be watching from the Crimson Circle website. Now, it's kind of fun if you want to watch because Adamas does do some pretty interesting antics and he likes to interact with this incredibly raucous audience, live audience here. Hear my pain. You can hear it. Yes, they are raucous. They've been eating peeps. They've been eating peeps. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. So, with that, I believe it's time to begin. So with that, I invite each of us to take the deep and conscious breath. We're always asked to do that. Because the deep conscious breath invites us to be present, to breathe the I am here. Take the good deep breath as we open to this message from the dear Adamas Saint-Germain or Kathumi or whomever. But truly, breathe into it, feel into it. You can feel those energies as we open up, as Jeff opens up. Breathe them in. Breathe them in. Take the good deep breath in honor of you. Each of us breathing, feeling, and allowing.
I am that I am, Adamas of Sovereign Domain. Good to be back, and hopefully with some good coffee this month. Hopefully we don't have to resort to tea. Hello, are you signaling me?
Oh, yeah, you're so handsome.
So, speaking of that, at the Ascended Masters Club, they've started referring to me not just as Saint Germain, but as Saint Peacock.
What?
Saint Peacock. Because I walk around so proud, like a peacock, so proud of what we're doing here together. It's truly amazing. You know how many people left the Crimson Circle after last month, after the rather direct but
10,000.
Honest statement, 10,000, Linda says. Do you know how many actually left? How many were so offended by what I said? It's time to be willing to allow energy to serve you. How many do you think? Anybody?
None.
None. 27. Not too bad.
27?
27. Actually got so mad that they threw away all their and burned all their Crimson Circle books. They tore up their membership card.
Wow.
They threw away their cape and their vest and said, no more Crimson Circle.
Wow.
Now, I had actually thought it would be a lot more, and some of the other Ascended Masters thought it would be a lot. They were kind of licking their chops thinking, I'll pick up some of those ones who have left the Crimson, so I'll get them into my group. But, yeah, the 27 that left, they didn't even want. So there's only 27 that left. That made me feel so proud. Because, yes, it was a bit of a hard message. And I was very clear. It said, if you're not ready to let energy serve you, get out. Leave now for the sake of everybody else. Because where we're going, there's just no room for that. It's really not. It's been an interesting month of watching those 27, but all of you, really contemplate where you are, where you're going, how are you dealing with energy? Really look inside and say, am I willing to let those old issues go? Not to process them, not to fight them or think through them, but just say, I'm done. That's it. I am willing to let them go. And just that willingness will change everything. And actually, the beautiful thing is you don't have to do much. That willingness opens the door for the wisdom to come in, for the master to come in and say, Edith, I'm going to take all your stuff. And you still got some, my dear, but, oh, so you've come so far. I'm going to take all your stuff. Now that you're willing to let go, I'm going to wisdomize it. I'm just going to squeeze all the old issues out of it. I'm just going to wisdomize it. And that's it. Oh, she hated that scarf. Truly hated it. Your willingness to let go of the issues allows the master, which is the wisdom of all of your lifetimes, it allows that master to come in and wisdomize all the rest of the stuff. Your issues with money and relationships and health and self-worth brings it to wisdom. You don't have to do anything. Just get up in the morning, have your coffee, do whatever you want to do the rest of the day. That's it. And have fun. Enjoy life. That's it. And that willingness is everything. That's it. You don't have to think your way through all this. You cannot. I can't emphasize that enough. You cannot think your way through all this. And some of you at some point are going to be tempted to write this book, you know, My Journey in 4,221 pages, My Journey into Enlightenment. It was a little barf. And you're going to realize that, why? It's all a bunch of stories, and you can't think your way out of this, but you can allow it. You can allow it. You can allow abundance and all the other relationships and everything else into your life. That's it. So, yes, St. Peacock. I'm just kind of strutting in the Ascended Masters Club. And, And, oof, the feathers come out. Get this. I don't have to say a lot of words. It's just like I let my plume out. I'm proud of Chandra. We're unconventional at times, and I'm proud of you, too. We're unconventional most of the time. Unconventional because we have to be. Unconventional because we have to get out of the old patterns. And it's not easy to do. Because you know what you do. You're trying to get out of an old pattern, and you develop a pattern for getting out of the pattern. It doesn't work so well. So today we're going to start at the end. I like starting at the end. It's still linear because we'll kind of go in reverse direction, and then we'll kind of jump around a little bit, which absolutely drives Linda crazy. She and some of the others like a very direct message with a beginning, a middle, and an end that doesn't take real long. Today we're going to bounce around. We're going to start at the end.
Bounce around all the time.
Is it? I'm as Saint Germain. I'm really boring. I have more fun with Adamus. As a matter of fact, when we recently filmed Master's Life 7, I Am Creation, the first parts were done by me as Saint-Germain. But then I got tired of that. I had to finally break in as Adamus in the last session and have some fun. You don't realize how difficult it was just to stand here for 6 sessions, 7 sessions. And therefore, you should be creation. Allow creation to... I finally had to break out of that and be Adamus, which is you. Which is you. It's a persona created by all of us.
Sounds like a multiple sometimes personality you love it, disorder.
Sometimes you love it. Sometimes you hate it. Let's start at the end today. And if you wouldn't mind just turning around and taking a look at the staff's reaction, let's play the credits video to start with.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, why not start at the end?
Yeah,
now, before you do, I want to point out one thing. I've been trying to get a point across to you. And sometimes, yes, I do kind of go in cycles. I repeat. I say it this way one month, that way another month. 6 months later, I say it another way until it finally soaks in. And sometimes I know you think it's redundant and you like coming here every time for new information. But until the old information is really assimilated, really felt, you know, there's not a lot of room for a bunch of new information because then it would get really confusing. So sometimes I have to repeat things over and over. I spend hours talking about it. We do the audience interaction thing. But then once in a while, something comes along. It was brought to my attention. It was the perfect 5-minute summary of everything I've been trying to say. Everything. So it was going to be in the credits video, but it really deserves to be at the end, up front, right now. That's what we call the future now. It was going to be in the future. Now it's in the now. So that's the now from the future here with us in the present, if that makes any sense. So let's play the credits videos, lights down. And yes, some have called this me being channeled by the one they call Bob Newhart. Lights all the way down. Lights all the way down. So do Schoenberg, couldn't have said it much better myself. No more. No more. Two words. As Bob Newhart said, do you want to write him down? Do you need to write him down? Two words, no more. No more, or you'll come back for another lifetime of the same. Or bury you in a box, one of the two. No more. And there doesn't need a lot of processing. You could tell by the Schoenberg woman, I mean the woman in the skit that, you know, we're not going to go back to the childhood. We're not going to go but the horoscope or anything like that. Just no more. That's all you have to say. No more. But it's amazing how many people hold on to their issues. That's all it takes. No more. Stop it. Whatever. I'm done with it. No more abundance issues. We're going to today go into the next level of how energy really serves you. No more. No more. And if you insist on holding on, making excuses, or saying, but I've tried, stop it. No more. Not that it's not about trying. And I know I would say maybe about 42% of Schoenberg in the last month said, but I've really been trying. No, you haven't. You've been thinking a lot about it, your issue. You've been maybe wondering how it got there and wondering how long it's going to be around. But we're not going to go into that. It's just simply no more. Done. Then you take a deep breath and you allow the energies to go to work. You take a deep breath and you realize you really are willing to let go of that old issue of suffering. In your mind, a lot of you are saying, oh, you know, but yeah, I'm ready to let that go. But you haven't. You haven't. It's still there. And it's still there because you want it to be there. Be pissed off at me. I don't care. You still want it to be there. It's like a comfort blanket. It's like part of your identity, and more than anything else, it's a great big fat memory, a great big memory, and you're just not willing to let it go. You use excuses. You say, but I don't know how to get rid of it. It's real simple. I'm willing to get rid of it. No more. I'm done. Walk on. That's it. So when this classic skit was brought to my attention, I thought I couldn't have said it better. The whole setup, the whole... You know, most people that go for counseling really, you can agree or disagree with me on this, Sir Gary, Dr. Gary. Most people that go for counseling really do not want things to change. Maybe get just a little better, and they need somebody that's going to listen to their dreary stories, but they really don't want to get better. They really don't. It's a fascinating thing if you watch a... modern human psychology has been around for, I don't know what, 120 years, approximately 150 years. And it serves a purpose to an extent. It brings a level of awareness. But yet, the energies get very stuck in any counseling. It gets into a deeper pattern. It sets up a belief that I really am wounded. I really am a victim. I really can't make any money. There really are conspiracies. And then you go into those experiences, that reality, and then you believe it. And, of course, when you're in that reality and you believe it, what's going to happen to energy? It's going to absolutely support it. It's going to 100% support it. So we get to this point and we simply say, no more. Stop it. And you'll hear me saying that from time to time. Stop it. Stop it. That's it. That's all it takes. Stop it. And then we move on. Let's take a good deep breath with that. You're going through a tremendous amount of changes in your body. Your DNA is changing. And science is now understanding it can change. It wasn't so long ago they said, no, it's DNA is always going to be a DNA, not going to change. It changes. Recent research by, I believe it was NASA, found that when one is in space, when they're out of gravity for a while, figurative, literal gravity, metaphoric gravity, when they're out of gravity, the DNA changes. It responds to basically a changing consciousness. Your DNA is changing right now as we talk. Your entire body is changing. And I know you want that glorious light body right away, but you're going through a lot of changes at a pace that is not going to overwhelm you. Your mind, remember that thing? Your mind, it's going through a lot of changes. And remember what I've said so often. Everything that you're going through right now in your life is all about embodied realization. It's not that you're unhealthy. It's not that you're losing your memory and getting old. It's not anything like that. It's not that you're becoming more mentally ill than you were. It is none of those things. Everything right now is about embodied realization. Everything. And when you understand that, the core basic thing, and you stop worrying about what's wrong with me and am I going to die tomorrow and, you know, what have I done wrong? You take a deep breath. Let that all go. Let it all go. It's all about embodied realization. The level of changes you're going through right now is off the charts. And that's why I said last month it's a surprise you're still alive because of what you're going through. You have a wonderful way, kind of a coping mechanism that not everybody has. You're willing to put up with a tremendous amount of discomfort, physical pain, lack of mental facilities and all the rest. And you've conditioned yourself. You kind of like have a, what do they call it when they give you a shot, Novocaine or anesthesia or whatever. So it's not totally unbearable that you're able to go through some of these changes leading to embodied enlightenment without going crazy or your body failing. So that's really kind of almost a miracle in itself. What you're going to see happening now that you've said you're willing to let go of all these old issues is that you're going to go through kind of a cycle, not a tight pattern, but just kind of a cyclical thing for a little while, for the next couple of years, where every approximately, and please don't mark on your calendar, but this is approximate, every 14 days you're going to have an adjustment period. It could last a couple hours in a day. It could last a couple days, probably not more than 48 hours. You're going to go through adjustment. You've been doing this for a while, but it's been a little bit more often than every 14 days. And it's going to be a day or maybe two of just feeling bad, lack of real focus, can't find the right word, can't find your car keys, can't find your name or anything like that. And it's going to be a day or maybe two of kind of a internal chaos. You're reordering yourself. You're going through that period, and it extends into your sleep also, where you're really allowing some very fast changes to occur over a period of 24, 48 hours, and then you go back to enjoying life or whatever you were doing. Then you're going to go back to your new normal. But the new normal is going to change about every 2, maybe 3 weeks. So I ask you to allow this process. Don't get all panicked. Some of you have had it happening every day. Some of you kind of with erratic patterns, you go through a week maybe of really, really rough waters, and then things calm down. The Crimson Council has been working with you and saying, what is appropriate right now for where you're at, energetically in your body, in your mind, and everything else? What's appropriate right now? And actually working with all of you and kind of creating that kind of that adjustment period. And as it turned out, about every 14 to 21 days. Sometimes it'll be 14 days. You'll go and then have 18 or 20 days where it's just smooth and much more graceful. And then, boom, you hit the wall. It's not taking a step back at all. It's the process of embodied realization that your body and your mind need some time for this makeover. It's like you're checking in for rehab, but this is like rehabilitating the body and the mind to a whole new level. Oh, what your mind is going through right now is amazing. I'm surprised you haven't really lost it. Well, some of you have, but it is amazing. What it's going through. It's going through, and the mind is afraid and it's rebellious and it's holding on for dear life. It's doing all of these things, but what you're going through right now, truly amazing. So remember now, we're going to kind of balance this out about every 14 days and be okay with a day or two of internal discomfort, maybe a little bit of pain, but there's really no pain. There's no such thing as pain. There's no evidence of pain. All in the mind. You're going to go through some pain. You're going to go through, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing here? Is this embodied enlightenment really real? All the rest of that. You know, it's garbage days. Just garbage days. You know, once in a while, you got to haul out the trash. You know, you don't like doing it. It smells. It stinks. Get rid of it. And that's what these are going to be. Your one or two garbage days. Every 14 to 21 days. So, and knowing that it's coming, knowing that you're kind of scheduling the pickup of your trash makes it a little easier. Instead of having trash, you know, what you've been doing up to now is you're hiding that trash all around the house. Not literally your house, but your physical, mental house. You've been hiding the trash, you know, like, oh, God, what do I do with this? I'm just going to put it over here. And you try to ignore it. What am I going to do with this? And you put it over there, and you put stuff in the cupboards, and then you put it in your washing machine, your internal washing machine, your cleansing machine, but then you forget to turn it on, add detergent, and it really stinks. And you got all this stuff. And it's kind of the whole house, the house of human self, starts to really smell up after a while. What we're going to do, we're going to have trash day about once every 2 weeks or so. It'll vary individually. And yes, for the one who just asked, Kathumi is driving the garbage truck. So, he's taking great joy in it. And he's looking for somebody to ride shotgun with him. We haven't figured that one out yet. So, all the way of saying is, you're coming to the place now where we can just do this every once in a while. You don't have to go through those days all the time that you've been going through, mentally and physically. Trash days. Okay. Feel free to share it with others. Talk about your trash day. Talk about what is being thrown out and everything. But the good news is that in between, you're going to really start living like a master. You're going to really start living like a master. So whatever you're holding on to, whatever issues, abundance, relationships, health, self-worth, let's all say it together, two words, stop it. Good. Thank you. And just in case you didn't get the message up front where we played the credits videos at the beginning, we will play it again at the end.
Oh, boy.
So just stop it. If Bob Newhart can say it, so can I. Let's take a good deep breath and go into our next segment. Feel the energy shift. Hey, great to know. Trash day coming up. Every 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks maybe, but you're not going to have to go through all this constant agony and stress. Yes, and Linda's already asking, does it tie into what is your favorite astrological event, Neptune rising or
Mercury retrograde?
Has nothing to do with Mercury retrograde. Let's take a good deep breath. It's one of my favorite times where we have questions and answers, where I ask the questions and you give the answers. It's time for Chambra wisdom. Beautiful. You deserve it. You deserve a really brilliant intro into Chamber. You want to see that again? Let's play it again. Yeah, Chamber Wisdom. Lights down, and let's see it again. As we either do this or we can just sit around and doing yoga for a while. I love the irreverence. So lights up as Linda goes into the audience for today's Chamber Wisdom question. As soon as she finds a victim, I'll give the question.
Oh, you want the victim first?
The Chamber Wisdom first.
Okay.
Who gets to be first today with Chamber Wisdom?
Well, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, let's have a big hand for
He's
Andy.
He's so ready. He's so ready.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Andy, this is a very appropriate question. Very appropriate for you. What is intelligence? What is intelligence?
The ability to reason.
The ability to reason. That makes sense.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, you sound very intelligent when you say that. You took that appropriate pause instead of just blurting it out. You contemplated for a moment, and you said with great confidence, the ability to reason.
It looked good, didn't it?
Well, I watched the video. Wasn't that great? But
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're working on it. So, Andy, are you intelligent? What's your IQ?
They said it was very high. I forget the number.
Who's they?
My high school, whoever.
Girlfriend.
Probably.
Oh!
You're so smart, Andy. You picked me.
Don't throw the mic.
Are you intelligent?
I consider myself intelligent, yes.
Yeah, compared to the rest of the populace on the planet, where would you fall in the top 90%, 95 percentile of intelligence? This is considering everybody.
Yeah, probably so. Well, but remember, intelligence is not everything.
Really? I'm just saying, okay. Not everything. What is there instead of intelligence?
Oh, feelings.
Feelings, okay.
Oh, they're much better than.
But haven't your feelings betrayed you sometime where you think, I'll never do anything that stupid again?
Yes, but my intelligence has also betrayed me.
It has. How?
Well, you logically deduce that this is the right road to go down, and I'm going to go down there and make things happen. And
you should have listened to your girlfriend.
I should have listened to my girl, my feelings.
Don't go that way, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're laying in the mud and going, oop, that didn't work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good, okay. One other question. Where does intelligence come from?
Well, I'm thinking probably the brain.
From the brain? But did the brain just kind of invent intelligence one day? Or was it just there? Did it come from your mom and dad? Were your mom and dad intelligent?
Yeah, I believe they were.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So where does intelligence come from?
I'm not sure if it's evolutionary or a given as a gift.
As a gift from the intelligence
self,
committee?
Self-spirit, yeah. You know.
From self-spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, so what you're thinking is perhaps spirit doles it out. It's like, whoa, Andy's going to be born in a couple of days. How much intelligence should we give him? Let's give him a lot because he's going to have a lot of other crap in his life. We'll give him some intelligence. Does it come from the committee, the council? Council for Grander Intelligence?
No, I think it's more of I believe it to be more of an internal thing.
Internal. The internal council.
Yeah. It's kind of like, how do you say, spirit gives you things, but is not always in communication with the human. Because the human likes to run around and do
weird.
Yeah.
So a spirit sometimes is out of communications with you. Because you're so intelligent.
I don't think spirit's always there, but the human doesn't always listen.
Oh, good, good. So does that make the human stupid or intelligent?
Oh, both.
Both, okay.
Both, because...
So is it for intelligence that one does not listen to spirit or for stupidity?
Again, it's both. You have to remember it's the adventure of being on Earth.
Right.
Is where the thrill is. You know, because if you're just robotic and going through every day and work, it gets pretty old.
And
so you mix it up.
Right.
And spirit is famous for throwing curveballs at you.
Yeah.
So that you wake up one day and your arm's broke or, an event occurs.
You just wake up. Crap. How did that happen?
You get drunk tonight before.
I was fine and I woke up and God dang it, spirit, stop breaking my arm. That sounds stupid. Okay. Thank you, Andy. And I'm deliberately messing with all of you today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Has anybody had her? Take a deep breath. Relax.
Thank you, Andy.
It should. Good. Next.
This is going to a straight outright pirate.
Oh, good, good, good. What is intelligence? You heard Andy say that it was reasoning. That's a good answer.
It's close. When you asked that, I was thinking about artificial intelligence, what makes them intelligent. And so it really is kind of the reasoning, a logical thing. Where does it come from?
Yes.
Well, it had to start somewhere. Like if you think about a computer, we had to tell it 1 + 1 = 2.
Right.
2 + 2 = 4 and so on. Where did we get our intelligence? I'm looking at it not at all as intuitive or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, we're born, we get taught, we learn right away. This is human intelligence in a sense. We cry, we get fed, we smile, we get patted on the belly, you know? So that's the way I was looking at the word intelligence.
Yes. So in summary, in three words or less, what is intelligence to you?
Step by step.
Step by step, good.
Learning.
Learning, right, okay.
Four.
Well, step by step, that's just one kind of word tied together. Learning, okay. So it's somewhat evolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
You evolve, your intelligence evolves. Why is it that some people then, they're born in the same culture, generally the same circumstances, but one will have an outstanding intelligence and the other will not? What makes that
difference? I was thinking about that. And I don't want to go to the toilet. No,
of course not. I know we have a special feature for those who go to the toilet. Can we play that just so they know what's coming?
The warning.
Yeah, do you have, this is what happens if you say, I don't know. Do you have that?
Not ready yet.
Okay.
Yes, we
Okay. So, and you consider you're a doctor, I believe?
Retired, but yes.
Retired. What kind of doctor?
Obstetrician, gynecologist.
Obstetrician, okay. Do you consider yourself intelligent?
By my definition, yes.
Which is?
That I did step by step learning.
Excellent. And what percentile would you be in? The world population, top.
2%? 10? I know doctors in general are the top 10%.
We hope so.
Yeah, we hope.
Nothing worse than a stupid doctor.
But I'm being really...
They attract stupid patients.
I'm being really strict in my definition of intelligence.
Sure, okay.
So I'm not
where do you think intelligence comes from, again? The core of it.
Learning.
Learning. But where did it come before learning? Andy says spirit, who's going to break his arm every other day, just keep in line. I think that's your wife, not spirit.
where does it come from? Animals learn. We learn.
Yes, yes. Where did it come from? Where did the animals get their intelligence?
God farted. I mean, really, seriously, that's as good an answer as any, right?
Yeah, okay, the gift of God. or gas of God, no matter how you look at it, but from God.
Okay.
Wow. Then I would have to, it begs the question that I almost don't want to ask, does that make God smart or stupid? If all this
very gassy.
Now, if all this human intelligence came from God, do we consider God smart or
it came from
God?
God
doesn't mind. You can say
right.
No, you're saying right now. You can say God is stupid.
But then I have to acknowledge that there is a God.
Ah, interesting. Right. Interesting.
There are many gods and.
Many gods.
We're all stupid.
You know, like 10,000 gods. Like,
sorry, like, guys.
Like
they're gonna send me to the
like
toilet.
Like 100,000 Hindu gods. How do you even begin to remember all the right. names? You have to carry a cheat sheet with you. You know.
David God.
Okay, so you don't want to acknowledge there is a God.
No, it's not that. I just the reason I used intelligence in such a small, focused definition.
Yes.
Is because. I don't think there is a origin for it. I think we just showed up somehow, got farted, whatever it is, and we started to learn. Dogs showed up, and they started to learn. Horses showed up, and they started to learn.
What do you think is the smartest animal on the planet?
Planet. Whales? Dolphins? Probably something like that. Pigs?
Pigs.
Yeah.
Your pigs are pretty smart.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? Dolphins and whales and then pigs. Mm-hmm. You wonder what
they eat their young, really?
They're hungry. They're smart.
That's pretty smart.
They don't have to go very far.
Should have eaten mine. Just kidding.
So,
sorry,
good.
Guys, they're not
okay, ready. Well, thank you for the wonderful answers. Yeah. A couple more.
Okay.
What is intelligence? Oh, she's saying she's sorry. I know what. Oh.
Ow!
Oh.
It didn't
God
hurt.
God hit her.
Oh, that hurt so bad. It didn't hurt.
And she keeps doing.
I said it's too big.
That's not very smart. So, intelligence. What is it?
I think it's a combination.
Uh-huh.
I would say that it is intuition.
Intuition. Okay.
Besides learning.
Yes.
And besides reasoning.
Okay.
I think it's more of a combination of things.
Kind of an intuitive blend with some learning, accumulating information.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the ratio of intuition versus the learning portion?
For me, I would say it's probably 50%.
50% of what?
50%
is 50% intuition? Or
intuition is 50%.
Intuition is 50%.
Good. Yes.
And what's the other 50%?
The combination, I would say, of reasoning and learning.
Good. How much is reasoning then? What percent?
My first answer would be 25 and 25.
Okay, good. Do you consider yourself an intelligent person?
Yes.
In the top what percentile? Come on, I mean, really, let's, just between you and I, you know.
All right, true answer.
True answer.
About 90%, in the top 90%.
Oh, no, I want you better than that. I know you're better than that.
The top 10%.
I give it maybe, how would you feel if I said top 2%?
I would be
very
confident.
Oh, she has to have a problem with that. I was like, really? Okay. Yeah, and that makes you intelligent and everybody else kind of stupid. But no, I would say in the top 2%.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's not necessarily a compliment as you're going to watch out.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, no, boom. It is. It is, but it's not. It works for you, and it
and
works
against you.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Well, where did intelligence come from?
Okay.
Remember, the bathroom was right
over
there.
I started, and
yeah, I could feel it. Where did it come from, intelligence?
I believe the intuition part of it is a gift that we give ourselves as divine beings.
Where did intuition come from then? I always love this. I can feel the tension in the room and online and all over. Where did intuition come from?
It was a gift we gave ourselves.
Where'd you get the gift? Go down to Macy's? You order online?
It came from the learning process.
The learning process. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gosh, I know, Linda, you're so busy, but I almost would like to write some of these down, but we won't. Remember that, the learning process. Okay, thank you. Good answers.
You're welcome.
I'll do whatever you say mostly.
Are you talking to me, Adamus, or you're talking to your husband? Because there's a huge difference there.
There's a line.
Good.
There's a line.
A big line. Next.
Oh.
Should have expected that. Yeah. So, what is intelligence to you?
I really can't add any more to what's already been expressed.
Why? Is anybody stopping her? God, are you stopping her? No, nobody's stopping you. You can add more.
It's knowing.
Knowing? Okay. Do you consider yourself intelligent?
Yes.
Really? Top what percent?
Never thought about that before, but perhaps the top 10.
Top 10. I'd give it a top 2.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily a compliment. That's not so smart. They keep giving the same answer, expecting me to say something different. But I've got an issue with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right. So you have this constant battle within yourself about intelligence and being you work with smart people.
Yes.
Yeah, and they make you sometimes, not intentionally, but you feel around them that you're not as intelligent because you can't sit and program code and do all the rest of that stuff. So you're in a dilemma about your own smartness. You make up for it in different ways. You've told yourself that, well, I'm not textbook smart as some of the rest of them that you're in the environment you're around. I don't have some of these deep skills that they have. You make it up in different ways.
Correct.
You circumvent the what I would call intelligence or smartness and use other methods to get where you're trying to go, to live your life.
Yes.
So in a sense, there was almost a resentment against some of these intellects that you work around. Why did you put yourself in that situation?
Learning.
Learning what? From them? Ain't going to happen. They're geeks.
True.
And I don't mean that in a negative way, but learning what?
Learning to integrate.
Integrate what?
Really integrating all things. I've done Domus and Machio. Teaching years.
Okay, we're going down Machio trail here, right? Okay, let's just admit it. So you've got this conflict that you're going to find out something today that's going to give you a huge sense of relief.
And you're
not going to have that internal battle. And you are like many others. You're like, well, I don't know if I'm that smart. And you're even hesitating to say you're in the top 90 percentile of intelligence. You're like choking. You probably, all of you anywhere in the top. Oh, I got to check in there. You're in the top, most all of you, 96%. Yeah, that's pretty good. But it also makes you wonder, well, geez, that doesn't say much about the rest of the planet, does it? I'm up there? No, you are. Next question in this. Where did intelligence come from? Just make something
energy
up.
Is the word that comes to mind.
Intelligence comes from energy. Okay. So you think the energy particles have a built-in intelligence that keeps things in some sort of form or pattern?
Yes.
Okay.
All
Great.
Things have intelligence.
All things have intelligence.
Correct.
Okay. Animals?
Correct.
Okay. The air around
yes.
you has intelligence. Wow. Okay. So it's a very intelligent reality that you're within.
Intelligent universe.
Mm-hmm. The universe is intelligent. What? How would you feel about being in a dimension or a reality where there wasn't intelligence? What would that be like?
My stomach already feels very ill.
Oh, nauseous. Why? Could you imagine taking a little, let's say we developed this artificial intelligence mechanism that would shoot you off into a dream world that seemed very real. I think this is a movie. But you were in this and you went on this dream vacation to a place where there was no intelligence. What would that be like?
A bad dream.
It would be like Fort Lauderdale.
Oh!
I make myself laugh. Nobody else is laughing, but I make myself laugh. Okay, so what would that be like, being in this place without any intelligence?
It would be unreal.
Unreal. Unreal. Do you hear that? Unreal, to have no intelligence. Okay, good. Next. You're all giving very smart answers.
Pretty big
That's
setup.
Not necessarily good. One more.
Pretty yeah. big setup.
Big
there.
Setup. You know it's a setup. Yes.
It's me again.
Cheers.
Hello.
Cheers. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
The guy with the accent.
Before we get into it, what kind of work are you in?
So what you're talking about is making it a reality across the world. With ambient AI, artificial intelligence, working with some of the biggest companies in the world to reshape society into a more conscious society, leveraging technology.
So you're doing this with software?
No, with all sorts of different aspects.
All sorts of different
Working
aspects.
With some of the biggest companies in the world.
Wow. So you sound like you're smart. I mean, you talk like you're smart. You might be faking it, but everybody here is going...
Yeah,
oh, God,
yeah.
He's so smart.
I'm classified as a smart person, I guess.
You're classified by who? The CIA?
Yeah.
He's a smart person. Watch out for him.
Mm-hmm.
What's your IQ?
I have no idea.
Come on. You
I'll
do.
Tap into source, so it's infinite. There we are.
Yeah. What's your IQ?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You have an idea.
I do have an idea, but I'm not going to share it now.
I won't say unless you're willing to state it first.
I'm not going to tell you.
Good. So you're a very intelligent person. You have big dreams, goals. You have tremendous understanding, which is good. What percentile would you put yourself in?
Top 0.1%.
Yeah, good. I'm glad he was...
As is everybody else here.
Does it. Mm-hmm. Top 1%, and he's not embarrassed
0.1%.
About it. 0.1%. Mm-hmm. And he's not embarrassed. Good. Mm-hmm. Next question is, where did intelligence come from?
Source.
What source?
The source.
The source. Where's the source?
The source is...
Did you say sauce or source? With that delightful accent, we're never really sure.
I love your sense of humor. The source.
The source.
As in the infinite.
The infinite. Where's that?
Where you came from, where I came from, where everybody came from here.
You came from source?
I certainly did.
You were like birthed by source? The cosmic fart?
Well, you could say that, but basically is that Source created all our higher selves, whether it's in this universe, this reality, or other realities.
Okay.
Right. We are divine.
Yeah. You ready to let go of that?
No, because it's true.
I like that. I like his his attitude, but you're going to find out something today that's going to spin you into your 14-day garbage cycle today.
Oh!
Kuthumi driving up.
Touche.
For any of you, be willing to let go of anything, truly.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll explain why in a moment. But yes, you are very smart. You're doing great work also. Mm-hmm. The energies aren't, pulling in like you'd like them to.
That's correct.
You know why?
I'd love to know.
You're thinking too much. How? Because you're too smart.
I would disagree with that, actually.
Disagree with anything.
I use the emotional intelligence to guide everything.
Emotional intelligence.
Which is tapped into intuition, which is tapped into my higher self, which is tapped into source.
Garbage truck, I hear it coming right now.
Oh.
Backing up. No,
sorry.
Be willing
I'm
to...
I'm happy to argue with you, seriously.
You're smart. You're very smart. And that's good. It's probably the most revered and honored of all human traits and attributes right now. Used to be brute strength, but now it's intelligence. And you are intelligent, but there's something more to realize. That's why you're here today.
Well, yes, and also I think everybody else here is just as intelligent. We all have the same source. It's
okay.
Just a matter of trusting that divinity.
Beep, 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 beep,
sorry.
Beep. That truck is backing up. You know that
shall
sound that
now?
They make.
No,
it's okay.
We can go all day. Seriously.
But actually, we could. We could. And it's a very wise person that allows the changes in their perception about reality. And that's what we're doing here. And you're integral in helping change that here and in the work you do.
Yes, and I'm here because there's still so much to learn.
Or not.
And that's why I'm here to listen.
Yeah, or not.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we just have fun. I contend, actually, that you come here simply to take your cat naps to sleep. You realize half of them watching into right now are so out. Sleeping so deeply because it's the one time they really get a good nap. And they'll go back in about a week and watch this and go, oh, I think I was there, but I think I better listen to this again. No, actually, a big reason for coming here is simply the distraction to allow a natural process to occur.
Yeah.
A process that you can't think through.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was a delight. And by the way, I'm with hanging around with you more than you may realize.
I am so delighted. Thank
yeah.
You. I need your help. I'm
not going to help you. I'm just hanging around. I mean, like, sometimes laughing, sometimes.
Thank you for not throwing the mic at him.
One more.
You have something in mind? Anyone in particular?
I'm leaving it open to the universal intelligence.
Oh, God, somebody raised their hand. Oh, shit.
Yes. Intelligence. What is it?
Intelligence
comes
from the sense of focus.
A sense of focus. Okay. How is that? When things are focused, it like squeezes and makes an intelligence?
I was watching a movie last year, and I was looking at the movie.
Pardon me a moment. We have a rude interruption here. I don't even have to do a thing anymore. I'm just standing here minding my own business. I hope they caught that on video. That's a classic. Chambra bloopers. Yes. So what is intelligence?
I was watching the movie,
uh-huh.
And I felt very focused on the movie.
Yes.
And suddenly my I am presence shifted back into a feeling of a big room.
Yes.
And I could perceive that everything is moving in front of me. I'm not moving.
Yes.
And I realized that that's kind of the mind is not only here. Our
right.
mind is outside, actually, of
yes.
us, like in a big freaking field.
Yeah.
And that's intelligence.
Okay.
Itself. Intelligence.
So is intelligence kind of a group thing, a flock type of thing?
It's something that you gather throughout the lifetimes and you keep bringing into your energetic body.
Okay.
And it transfers.
Okay. He's saying, so you keep accumulating intelligence. At what point do you have enough? At what point does you say, I got everything that there is to learn on the planet? Have you memorized the Bible?
I think I'm at that point. We are. At that point,
yeah.
We had enough of intelligence. We wanted to go beyond it.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. So, and how intelligent are you?
I think I'm shifting from intelligence to wisdom. I'm getting out of the sense of intelligence.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Where'd you put yourself?
The same as the others, 1%.
Top 1%. Good, good. And where did intelligence come from?
It's a sense. It came from experiencing inside a sense of focus.
Okay, good, a sense.
We accumulated experience, and then by going back into this hologram that we kind of have, we kept building upon it.
Okay, good.
But not cognitive, but energetically.
Energetic, okay. Good. Great answers. Linda, with the microphone. Let's take a good deep breath for that. Intelligence. A lot of very interesting answers on this. And by the way, you realize what we're all doing here, really, in addition to be entertained and distracted. You're just writing that kind of the guidebook for the others who are going to come after you. So they're going to come to this point and have to address the issue of intelligence. What is it? What is it? I contend that intelligence is, well, let's go to the root word, the core word. Intelligence, the original root word, meant remembrance. Remembrance, the ability to remember. And then it kind of evolved into understand. Welcome back. So subtle. Anything to get on camera these days. So initially, the word intelligence came from a very ancient word that basically meant to remember. And then it evolved to understand. In other words, you remember and you think you attach a meaning of some sort to it. That's intelligence. And intelligence over a long, long time has grown to be the most important attribute on this planet, actually more sought after even than being rich, because one would figure in their intelligence that if they were intelligent, that then therefore they could be rich or whatever they wanted. So it's a huge attribute. When one is asked to let go of their intelligence, they panic. When one is asked to let go of the mind, all the accumulated knowledge and information that they have, when one is asked to let go of the thing that is the very core of their identity, the very core of the one thing that keeps them connected, their own kind of like a golden cord connecting them to this reality, when one is asked to release the intelligence, there's panic in the house. That's what we're doing here today. I contend that intelligence is not real. Intelligence is not real. It is a made-up attribute that humans have gotten so ingrained to that they actually believe it's real. And then they try to build on their intelligence. The answers that you gave are all very interesting and accurate. A lot of intelligence is memory. Memory. Being able to remember, being able to rehearse and recite fact and figures and information. A lot of intelligence comes as a result of studying lifetime after lifetime. Not wisdom, not the experience, but studying facts and figures and information about maybe 80% of it absolutely inaccurate. Absolutely not true. And to use a classic example, there was a point where you believed, you studied, or you lived a flat earth. And that was your intelligence at the time. You've evolved past that. So 80% or so of all information that you've acquired in the past is not accurate, not true. Even what you've learned here on your spiritual journey with our Crimson Circle gatherings, a lot of it's simply not true. Where you're going. It might have been true back then when the earth was flat. But where you're going, it's not true. And if enough believe it's flat because that's the way they act out until somebody says, well, let's make it round today because flat was really boring. Let's make a round earth and let's all worried about being in Australia and falling off. Sorry, it was a joke. You've heard the joke so many times. Intelligence is so revered on this planet that they're now creating artificial intelligence. I contend that intelligence is artificial to begin with. So now you have artificial intelligence. That it's derived from human intelligence, which really occurred back. Let's go all the way back to Lemuria. When you were coming here to this planet as angelic beings, beings mostly in light body, coming here to experience nature, earth, being in focus. You are absolutely right, Horace. Being in focus. They came here to learn, to experience, not to learn, but to experience being in focus. But they came in, they were like wisps, you know, they weren't real solid. And then they tried to hitchhike, integrate into the whales and the dolphins and maybe pigs, I doubt it, but whales and dolphins. They tried to integrate into that and maintain their balance within this reality. Now, this reality, you know, if you're looking from the outside, is like super compression. Well, like compression you couldn't even imagine. Billions and billions of PSI, pressures per square inch. Trillions and godzillions of PSI condensed really tight. And to try to come in here as a butterfly being, you're flying around in the other realms, and then you come to Earth. It took a little yanking to get you here. You come to Earth. You dive bomb down into this compression, into gravity, into this density, and that now you're in focus. You're in the sense of focus. And it hurts like hell for a little while. And then it pops you back out. You die. If you've been in a physical body, you can't hold that being in that tight of a focus. You know, it'd be like being in a really, 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 really hot bathtub. And you step in and it's so hot you got to jump out right away. Otherwise, it hurts like hell. Same thing. You float down here in your angel wings and float down to Earth, and it was so hard to stay in. So what did you do? You started to think about what were the things that helped you to stay in that last experience before you got squashed. What was it? Oh, you've got to eat some food. Not because you need the energy, because it integrates you into this reality. You've got to eat some food to keep you here. And you got to make sure you don't step out in front of the dinosaur, because the dinosaur is a lot bigger and you're just this little wispy being that's going to stomp on you. So you start remembering all that. And you start remembering things like brush your teeth 3 times a day. Not in Lemuria. Just, you're all asleep today. You start remembering things like you don't walk off the ledge. Right now you think, well, of course, not when you're a little wispy being, not when you're a butterfly trying to become a human so that you could go back to being a butterfly again. So you start remembering, and it was actually the sense of focus, compression, gravity that caused you to start thinking, that created this, a remembering, that created this whole thing called logic. All based on qualia, all based on association. Do not put hand in fire. It hurts like hell. So you start accumulating this. That eventually has turned into what is called the intelligence of the human. Reasoning, rationalizing things, but at its core is just remembering information. That's it. That is it. And none of it is important. And for one thing, you could never be fully intelligent. You couldn't. There's too much to remember. The mind doesn't have the capacity, but people try. They try to be the most intelligent. Now, let's take that human intelligence. And I said you're all in the top, 4% of the human intelligence scale. Let's stop for a moment here. Because you're still approaching your life, this planet, and your energy with intelligence. The I am consciousness has no intelligence whatsoever. None. If you do not hear or feel the presence of the I am, if you've been running around saying, well, where is it? Where is it? It's because you're trying to connect with your intelligence, and it has none. Why? With the I am, pure consciousness, pure awareness, have intelligence. There is none. Shocking. overwhelming to the human, because the human wants to believe in a higher intelligence. The human feels naked, raw, insecure when one says, there's no higher intelligence. You're about as high as it's going to get. Scary, but true. The I Am has no intelligence whatsoever. It doesn't store information and data. A lot of you think that angelic beings, ascended masters, the I Am knows everything. Not at all. You ask the I Am to solve a relatively simple mathematical problem. It's like, I don't know. I don't care. Why would I care? You know, what's 20, the square root of 10? Or 50 or 1,000. The I Am, it's like, what is wrong with you? Keep asking these stupid questions like I'm going to answer. I don't know. Stop that. Stop it. But yet the human feels there has to be a higher power. There has to be an intelligence in God. They even talk about the universe bringing them things. That's really dumb. The universe doesn't bring anything. Nothing. The universe doesn't break your arm. The universe doesn't bring you anything. The universe does not know nor care. That's kind of like disconcerting to the human who really wants to believe in a higher intelligence. But let's stop for a moment and just feel into it. There is no intelligence in the I Am. That is freedom. And once the human begins to understand that, that intelligence, it's okay. Up to a point. It's okay to have the memory, the understanding, the facts and figures. Do not take hands off the steering wheel unless you have one of those self-guided cars, but even then. Do not put hand in fire. Do not drink gasoline, at least right now. There are certain things that are good in the human journey and that you're going to bring with you into embodied realization. There's things that are important to have in that memory. However, your memory base is going to be relocated. It's like saying your entire database, like if you were a computer, your entire database is going to be taken out of your computer and put somewhere else. And of course, then you say, well, where? A bigger computer? No. It's like in nowhere land. It's going to be in the ethers. It's not going to be in a place. It's just going to be in what I call the now future, future now, either way. It's going to be there, but it's not going to be there. It's no longer going to be housed in here because there's no need for it. And I know using computer analogy, you would say, well, it's going to be in the cloud. Nah, because the cloud is someplace, and this is going to be no place, but it's going to be there. And the intellect kicks in and says, well, I got to know where it is, how far away, and how long does it take to get there, and how big. That's intellect talking. That's intelligence talking. We are so going to go beyond intelligence. The I Am has no intelligence whatsoever. It does not need it. Does not need it. It is simply the awareness I am, that I am. I exist. Not that I exist and I'm smart. I exist to become smarter. I exist to know more. None of that. None of that applies. There is no... feel into the beauty of that. Feel into the freedom of that. There is no intelligence in the I Am. That's a great thing. You know, if you were walking along one day, you're walking down the street, and suddenly you met your I Am, it would be such a relief to know that the I Am does not need intelligence. And then you're going to start feeling really stupid for trying to be so intelligent. And you're going to go, you know, here we were in this compressed state of focus, trying to remember everything so we didn't keep burning our hands from lifetime to lifetime or walking off cliffs or anything like that. And all this time I realized I really didn't need all that intelligence. It's not that important. And you start realizing, you know, the energy essence of all these things I learned. Do not step out in front of a car that's going really fast. All these things I learned, I don't need to retain anymore in my brain. Freeze up the brain. They're like energy imprints, energy, like little energy essences that are always there, available for you, but they don't have to be stored in here anymore. It is truly amazing. Let's take a deep breath with that. There is no intelligence and consciousness. And therefore, my dear friends, you will continue to have access to the information about how to live in this reality, but no longer be relying on it to guide your life, to make your happiness, to bring you what you are choosing to create. It has nothing to do with intelligence. Next step. There's no intelligence in energy. That's really kind of scary. There's no intelligence in the energy. And when I hear somebody say, well, this is the way the universe handed it to me. No. There isn't. The energy is not intelligent, nor should it ever be. Could you imagine what would happen if energy was given that responsibility of having intelligence? It would be frightening. We'd do what humans do, destroy everything. There is no intelligence whatsoever in the energies that are coming into your life right now. Doesn't need it, doesn't care about it, doesn't have it, never will. So sometimes when you rely on the outside and say, well, what does the energy want me to do? The energy says, what do you mean? We're not intelligent. We're really actually stupid. Dumb energy. And that's the way it should be. Energy is just there to serve you, not to tell you what to do, not to bias you, not to make you go left or make you go right. It's just there to serve you. But yet there's this commonly held notion that there is a higher intelligence. There's not. There is not. There's the commonly held notion that energy has intelligence. There's a commonly held perception that humans put themselves way, 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 way down here at the bottom of the scale. Like I'm the stupid one. And energy has intelligence and God has intelligence and aliens and Palladians have intelligence. They don't. Palladians they're not halfway as smart as humans. They got one thing, though. Humans are really stupid about letting somebody else tell them what to do. Humans are a lot smarter, except for that one little flaw. Like, oh, God, there's got to be, God save me, Palladian save me, soul save me, universe, energy. None of those. There's no intelligence in it. Intelligence is often thought of order, structure, pattern. And humans have gotten into that because you're in deep in the sense of focus. You're deep into all that, and the mind is coming to like order. Everything in its neat place. 2 + 2 = 4. That's actually not true. It really is not. It's so much more. It's 4 negative. It's 4 this way. It's 4 that way. And sometimes 2 + 2 is just nothing. Not even 0. Nothing. Once you start realizing there is no intelligence in the I Am, in spirit, in God, God is really kind of stupid. Why? Because God is a human creation. Their intelligence created the super intelligence outside of them. But in what you call source, there is no intelligence. Imagine for a moment tapping into that. But from yourself, from the I Am that you are. Imagine for a moment tapping into the energies who have no intelligence, who have no bias. They don't care if you get hit by the car this afternoon. They really don't. It's just serving you. There's no intelligence in it. And imagine letting go of the need for intelligence as you've known it. Putting it kind of over to the side now, saying you've got this reservoir of understanding, facts and figures, but a lot of it's getting wisdomized right now. A lot of it's getting thrown out. Every 2 weeks, the trash truck is going to come and pick it up, truly. And imagine now, instead of an intelligence, instead of smartness, you simply come back to the basics, the I am that I am. I exist. The ability to be aware. You see, the I am doesn't need intelligence, because the moment the I am wants to be aware of whatever it is, it is. It is. So the I am doesn't carry around facts and figures, doesn't give a crap about your name in the last lifetime or you know, who did you wrong or anything like that. Doesn't care. But the I am can be in the awareness of it if it chooses. It's the same with you. You don't need intelligence. It's just now a matter of the awareness. And please don't start labeling what I've called knowingness. I've called it that for a long time. It's not intelligence. There's no smarts in it. There's no bias in it. You see, the reality base that you have, your entire perception of reality is based on old garbage, on old facts that aren't even true. Intelligence, which you pride yourself in, intelligence, which you'd fight me tooth and nail if I tried to take it away from you, because that's been a source of your identity. Intelligence is just a bunch of facts and figures that aren't actually true. Intelligence is a lot of qualia, meaning the mind associates something with everything. And nothing is new anymore in the mind of intelligence. Nothing is new. It doesn't like that. It loves patterns. It doesn't want anything new. We're going past that right now. We're going past that. We're now kind of reassigning what you would call intelligence. We're just calling it remembrance, but without all the facts and figures. And it's available to you anytime, so you don't go sticking your hand in the fire. But the new guiding influence in your life is not intelligence, not the I am God intelligence or anything like that. It's simply you in the moment, your awareness. You're going to find that you don't even have to think through things anymore. And it's going to be really frightening, because you like thinking through things, pondering things. You like putting a logic to things. And where we go next is in the human. You still have the remembrances, but not stored within you. You won't have all the detail and the weight of all that. But yet, something amazing happens, and things are just there. And you have assigned that to either energy, which has no intelligence, or the I am, which has no intelligence. Suddenly you start realizing you're living in this divine grace state of being. The mind is going to rebel. It is going to scream. It is going to, right now, as it's doing for so many of you, spinning things around, and you're getting a little blurry, and you're just trying to think through this right now. Well, all of you, you're trying to think through this. Stop for a moment, and let's just allow it. Let's have the lights down, some music on, and let's do our mirab. Take a good deep breath. Yeah. Oh, I know right now the mind is just jumping here and there. But the important thing is that there is a part of you that really understands, but not logically, not linearly. There's a part of you that's like, ah, I knew it all along, but I don't know how I knew it. Let's take a good deep breath. And we're moving so fast. We're moving backwards so quickly, meaning from the future, bringing it into the now. Indeed, intelligence is, well, it's not actually real. It's kind of like power, some of those other things. It's not really real, but enough humans play the game, and well, then it becomes kind of real. I ask you right now to feel into the I am, not the source of all things, because there is none. It's hard for the mind to grasp, but there, you were never created. You were never coughed out of spirit's womb as a soul being. You always have been. that makes no sense to the mind, to intelligence. But actually, it is so liberating. Because if you were never created, you could never be uncreated. The I Am, it has no intelligence to it. Feel into that for a moment. Your I Am, it is just pure awareness. An energy which is the passion of the I Am. I like to say it's just super passionated consciousness. It has no intelligence. This is absolutely liberating. For intelligence is one of the things that's gotten many of you in trouble. Having too much of it and getting too logical, getting out of touch with your true nature, or never having enough of it, feeling that you were stupid, that others were smarter, feeling that you somehow missed out. So in our journey now, we really transcend this whole intelligence issue. We put it over in the side, in other words, memories, but not things that are guiding your life, not things that are telling you what to do. They're the intelligence, which is just the memories that come back to serve you, not to tell you what to do. You know how when you have a memory, don't do this. Memory says, don't do that. Sometimes the memory has the voice of a parent or a teacher or a minister. Don't do this, don't do that. It changes now. Instead of those memories being the ones that tell you what to do, the memories of everything, the intelligence, as it were, comes back to serve you. In the coming months or so, you're going to stop hearing those old voices. They were just memories that you held on to make your journey on this planet in the human form a little bit easier, a little safer. But now that's going away. You don't need it anymore. There is no intelligence in what you call the universe. There's not. It is not an intelligent universe. It doesn't need intelligence. It doesn't need to store data. You know, when the whole goal is to store data, you know, experiences, memories, and the whole goal is that, you never get beyond. You always stay in that trap of intelligence. Just trying to get more intelligence, but never getting out. Once things are reassigned, once intelligence is put over in the side only to support you, not to tell you what to do, suddenly you have a whole new sense of freedom. And you'll never get intelligence. I mean, we're not going for super intelligence here, or divine intelligence, or anything like that. Intelligence becomes subordinate. Secondary. Feel into the I Am right now. Awareness. I exist. Who needs all that intelligence as the guiding force? You realize that it was the intelligence that judged. Intelligence that said you're smart or you're stupid, or you're good or you're bad, you're dark or you're light. It was only intelligence that did that. These voices will cease as you come back to your true natural self. A being of awareness. A being who can create. Create entire realities and then go play in them. For the sake of experience only. Really feel into this fact that you're free of intelligence and need for it. That the universe has no intelligence. It is just universe, as you define it. It's just energy. It's like this big pool of energy. That's all it is. Don't think of the universe as being stars and black holes and solar systems and suns. No. The universe is a pool of energy. Actually, that you never need to tap into again. You never need to tap into that because you are your own energy. There's no need to go collective anymore, going out to the universe and its energy. You are your own energy. And every moment as we sit here right now, as you're feeling into the I am and the passion just of being, you realize that you're bringing forth more of your own energy. It doesn't belong to the collective. It doesn't belong to God. Or the universe. It's your own. There is no intelligence whatsoever in the I am, in consciousness, in energy. So now what are you going to do, dear human? Wow. Well, it's time to retire the brain. It's time to retire it so it's not sitting as the judge and jury over your life. It's not making you think that the universe or it is handing out energy. That's a thing of the past. It's going to feel very strange letting go of intelligence. But what comes after that? It's beyond words. So let's just feel it. You know, words come from intelligence. That's why it's so difficult to explain certain things. At a certain point, words are just vocal intelligence. You come to a point like this where you realize you're free of intelligence. You're free of its control, its power over you. Ha! Even energy. You're free of that fact that it has intelligence. Suddenly, there is such a sense of freedom. Mind's going to say, well, what do I replace intelligence with? Super smarts? No. Just the I am. In the I am, there is no power. There's no intelligence. Just the I am. That's it. Let's leave it at that. In this marab, in this shifting of awareness, you might even feel that what you called intelligence, which is just memories, facts and figures, It's shifting right now. It's no longer the board of directors of your life. And the mind is gonna rebel. It's gonna say, but you know, I have to know mathematical figures. I have to be able to do my job at work and know all this. No, you don't. Not the way you've done it in the past. It's all shifting. Well, it's making way within that body, within that brain. It's making way now simply for awareness. And should you need facts and figures, should you need to remember, should you need data, suddenly just be there. It will not tax your mind when it comes to you. In other words, you're not going to have to think about it. You know how you do sometimes? You're trying to remember something and you get that frown on your face. And you think about it and you stress in your brain. No. No more of that. Take a deep breath. It simply comes with the I am and the wisdom of the Master. So that's the change that you're going through right now. And the realization that there's no intelligence in I am, in spirit, in the universe, or in energy. Now, this is going to cause a lot of disturbances in your intelligence, a lot. Remember, that garbage truck is going to pull up pretty soon. Maybe you have to have two or three in the first round. Because you're going to be turned upside down. Oh, your mind is going to rebel. And then you're going to go thinking that you're just going crazy and you can't remember shit. And you're going to stop and realize there is no intelligence in the I am. In energy. This is the life of an embodied master. Let's take a good deep breath. Good deep breath. What a day. You're making shifts so fast here. So extraordinarily fast. We're having a hard time keeping up with it in the Crimson Council. So, just kind of remembering what we've been through today, just so there's no confusion about it. Just so there's no confusion. Stop it. And if you can't remember that, remember seven other words. If you have to, you can write these down. Seven words before I leave that sum everything up. All is well in all of creation. Thank you, dear Sambra. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here and being patient with Adamus. For remaining open and allowing with Adamus and his pure message. Thank you. So with that, we close out this May shout. I'm sorry, May is the next one. This is the eighth one, the April one. And I believe the next one is May 4th, maybe. It's the first Saturday, as always. And I'm going to shut up because I'm spinning a little bit here. So thank you so much. Thank you for all of the live attendees, for those listening and watching, to our staff and all those contributing. Thank you for being here. Take the good deep breath. Take some time for you. Allow this information to integrate. Thank you.
Thank you.